6 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Monday morning, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Live for the first time ever inside the brand new Aloe Fiber Studios, ready to rock and roll today. How fitting is it that we do the brand new show from the brand new studio? Almost said stadium. Freudian slip there, Broncos. But we're doing it here before Game 5 between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. 6:30 tonight on ABC. Nuggets have a chance to do what they've never done before. And that's win an NBA championship. Welcome into the program. We're live from 3780 West 10th Street. Those of you wondering where we are, that's the address. So if you're a regular winner on this program, you might want to put that into your phone at some point. 3780 West 10th Street. We're right above Colorado Community Banks. So during the work hours, 9 to 5, whatever, you can come in through the front doors there and walk upstairs to the brand new KFKA studios and get your whatever you win. We're excited about that. We're excited about a lot of this stuff, so it's going to be great. But this studio is sharp. I have a window. Angel Angel is out today. He should be back tomorrow. He was in Alabama over the weekend. And again, I think this is fitting. We've got Michael Kirkpatrick on the other side of the bulletproof glass on the production side of things. And it looks bigger back there, man. The production room looks fantastic. What are you going to do with all that space?
I'm going to pack it with all of my food.
Oh, you're going to put food back there? I don't think that that's going to be allowed. So
no, I don't think so.
But it's, you know what, just something to think about. It's great. It looks fantastic. There's a window. Look at this. I can actually look outside during the program, and I can see you cars that have KFKA tuned in to your radio in your vehicles. I can see you driving down the street. So why don't you put your hands out if you're driving down 10th Street and wave? How about that? That'll be exciting.
Don't put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
No.
We still want you to have
your hands on the
wheel.
Yeah, you should probably put both hands on the wheel there. But we'll be able to see if it's snowing and stuff. For the longest time, we just stayed locked up in our little studio, little nice studio, whatever, and you couldn't look outside because we didn't have a window. You'd have to get up. Can you believe that? And then walk outside and see what the weather's doing.
Stand up.
I can look at it right now, partly cloudy, and I'm guessing a chance of rain. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Normally, we have some guests lined up and everything, but phones are still being installed and everything, correct, Michael?
Yeah, a lot of stuff still being installed. Mm-hmm. My office still being installed. The chair here is just a regular chair.
It's not a rolly chair? You don't have a rolly chair?
No, it's not. I feel really short. I have to stretch a little extra to run your show.
Okay.
I feel
a little workout
tiny
for you.
Yeah, I feel tiny. I don't feel 5'7" anymore. I feel 5'1".
You know what's weird is from my office, actually, I'm looking out the window and I just see this guy walking outside by himself with a Broncos Hawaiian shirt on. So I can now see when you are walking to work every day. How about that? Is that cool for you? You know, I know when you're on your way.
It depends. Will I take the bus? Will I take a scooter? You never know. I didn't know if it was going to rain this morning. I wasn't listening to Denver and Front Range weather meteorologist Cody Wilson.
There it is. Nice plug.
So I didn't know if it was going to rain. If he had told me the weather, I would have gone, oh, I'm going to ride my scooter.
Okay.
'Cause I don't want to ride it when it's like raining heavy.
Right. You got your helmet, though, I saw.
Yeah. Guess what color my helmet is?
Probably like black and silver or something like that.
How dare you?
It's orange.
It's orange.
Are you going to do the light
orange
thing? Are you going to put a light in the helmet? Please tell me that that is happening. I just want to see you driving down the road on your scooter with a light in your helmet. That would just make my day for so many reasons.
No, but it does have a little light on the front of it, and I have used it at night, and it works.
Not going to cut it. I want a light in the helmet. That would just, it would be, you'd look awesome. Think about the chicks, first off. You're going to look fantastic. They're going to see this awesome stud, basically like Sons of Anarchy type dude, on his I almost said tricycle, scooter, and then you have your helmet with this light beaming out.
It does
dude
have three wheels.
Yeah.
So technically it is a tri-something.
It is kind of it's a tri-scooter.
I wanted balance because every now and then, if I forget to take my epilepsy pills, I'm in the morning, I don't want to come to work all dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
I need that extra balance. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just
So be careful when you're driving that thing, man.
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't go too fast. It goes fast enough. And I like it.
How fast does it go?
15.5 miles an hour.
Can you get a little booster on there? Can you turn up the NAS maybe and see if you can get that thing up to like 30?
I could probably put a Rocketeer jetpack on there.
That'd be great.
I brought some nerdiness to the whole show there.
I wouldn't expect it any other way. We're on with you here until 2 o'clock today. We'll get back to a more regular schedule coming up tomorrow with Good Morning NoCo, starting your day off bright and early at 6. Bruce Dick, I believe, is going to be out for the good portion of the first portion of the week. So we'll get back to Coach Speak at its regular time coming up later on Thursday. So we're looking forward to it, but I'm really looking forward to tonight. The poll question's pretty simple today. Check out the Tight-Knit Brewing poll question of the day. It's available at thewholeshow.com. Are the Nuggets going to make history tonight? Is it happening tonight? Are they going to win their first NBA championship tonight? Yes is one of the options, and no, the Heat will take this thing back to Miami. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. I would love to get your thoughts on this one. 71% of the hooligans, simple, they're saying yes, it's going to happen. The Nuggets, depending on what you look at, I looked at ESPN this morning, and the Nuggets are coming in as 9-point favorites in this one. Whew. Make them believe. That's all you can do is make them believe after Friday's game and that second half. I mean, it felt like the will for Miami is absolutely gone. You just can't contend. You can't stop the Joker. Defensively, they have been so good. Aaron Gordon was special on Friday night. So many great aspects of this series. I think it finally shown the national media. I truly believe this. The national media is starting to wake up to what this Nuggets team's all about. That's sad to say, if that's your profession and you follow the NBA for a living, that this is the first time watching the two-time MVP, but here we are. And now you hear all these guys changing their tune, talking about, oh, well, yeah, Joker, he is just phenomenal. Well, it's because it's the first time they're sitting down and watching Nikola Jokic play basketball. They weren't watching him throughout the regular season. They weren't really watching him throughout even, you know, the early playoff runs the last few years. They certainly weren't watching him against Minnesota. So now they're sitting down and they're actually watching Nikola Jokic. And it's mind-blowing. How you can say he's boring? Like, I can tell you, he's not conventional. He doesn't play above the rim. I get that. But how can you watch the Joker play and tell me he's boring? He's anything but boring. Yeah, his press conferences, he's not going to give you a lot of bulletin board material. But the passes he makes, every shot he puts up, it feels like it's going to go in. That's how good he is at this stage. I mean, hell, dude, 23 points for him, 12 rebounds and 4 assists in the win in Game 4's win over Miami. Feels like a bad game for him. That's just how good he is at this stage.
Yes, Michael. He is an excellent passer. I don't watch every NBA game, but I feel like he could open a portal to another dimension, throw it through that portal, and hit another player.
Probably could.
I mean,
there's another nerd thing that you're adding. What are you doing to our hooligans out there today, man?
No, I just think he is a hell of a passer.
But how about Aaron Gordon on Friday? 27 points for him, 7 boards, 6 assists. Aaron Gordon, I tweeted this out on Friday night. I was pretty happy about this team. So I'm tweeting left and right. And I said, Joker's my guy. You know this, Michael. Joker has been my guy, I don't know, probably for the last 5 years. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that when they drafted him in the second round over a Taco Bell commercial that I was like, oh yeah, that guy's going to be it. No clue. And then once he started to get some minutes over Yusuf Nurkic and all that, you just knew. Still didn't know he would be this good. But about 4 years, 5 years ago, when the Nuggets were close, when they're on the cusp of getting into the playoffs, just couldn't quite beat Minnesota, I thought right then, okay, Joker's going to be good. This guy's going to break every Nuggets record. Then I started to escalate that conversation to he's going to be the best player in the NBA, maybe one of the greatest. He's going to be the GOAT of Denver someday. Now I'm sitting here saying, dude, there's no reason, as long as he doesn't get bored with the NBA, there's no reason he can't be one of the greatest NBA players of all time, and I'm talking top 5. Is he there yet? No, you need the hardware. But he continues to do something new every single night, and that's the markings of a historic basketball player. And his max contract doesn't take effect until what, next year? So you've got, he's not going to leave before the contract. You see some of these people out there like wondering, oh, is he just going to get bored and want to move back to Serbia and be done with basketball because he doesn't really like the whole the limelight thing? He just signed that contract, so he ain't going anywhere. So don't worry about that. This team, though, I tweeted out about my love for Joker, but I also said Aaron Gordon has stolen a corner of my heart because the story there is a guy that was the star in Orlando. He was at least top two guy throughout his tenure with the Magic. He did the dunk contest. He was all over the place. Everybody talked, you know, he wasn't a super, superstar, but he was a damn good player. To come to Denver. Now, he got traded, so he didn't really have say in that, but he did re-sign with Denver. Knowing the plan is that it's Joker's one, Jamal Murray's two, MPJ is three, Gordon, you're four, unless like a KCP goes off or whatever, but you're not going to be the top featured guy in this roster. You're going to have to play tough defense, you're going to have to rebound, and you're going to have to put yourself in a position where Joker can just hit you for easy dunks and layups and things like that. So when I see Gordon do more than that, it's just double bonus. But it's his personality, his buy-in to this team that has been so enjoyable to see throughout his career with the Nuggets now. And you're seeing that all come to the top, come to the surface in this final series where the Nuggets need one more victory to do it. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Again, I haven't had to stretch too far for these because my goods are pretty obvious. Good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good for me, easy. It's game day. It's clinch day. You have a chance to win your first NBA title on this Monday, June 12th. We are talking June basketball for the Denver Nuggets. You know, you dreamt about it. You never knew if it was ever going to be possible. But the fact is, we're 12 days into the month of June, and we've seen the Nuggets play all month long. And that is something special. The bad for me is a mixture here, a mixture of good and bad. The Rockies broke the losing streak. They had lost, what, six in a row before beating the Padres last night. It's not really bad. It's just the fact that they had to overcome a six-game losing streak, and the Rocks continue to sink. There's the ugly. The Rocks now 27-40 and continuing to fade in the NL West. That's the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Guys, I want to tell you about something coming up really cool on June 28th and June 29th. It's the Denver Broncos linebacker coaches, Greg Minuski. It's his youth football camp coming up later in June, K through 12. This is going to be an awesome opportunity for your kids to work with some of the best. Guys that are actively coaching in the NFL, and then guys that played at a high level, Amon Green, Adam Carriker, our very own, local here, out of Loveland, is going to be there. He's a former first-round pick. You're getting so many unique guys, NFL scouts, coaches, taking the time to talk to your kids, help them learn more about football. And more importantly, as Adam told us the other day, to have fun. And that's what this is going to be. And don't worry if you hear the phrase K through 12, it's not like the 12th graders are going to be in the same camp or the same stuff as the kindergartners. No, they're separating all those guys into age groups, guys and gals into age groups, and this is going to be very beneficial. Obviously, the older you get, the more you're going to be focused on the real deep X's and O's of football. The younger you get, I would imagine it's going to be more about fun. It's all going to be fun, but this is going to be an awesome opportunity. So check these guys out. It's coming up June 28th through June 29th, so not that far away, but a great opportunity for you to get out and check out this amazing football camp. And if you guys want to check them out online, see how to register, go to alumnicap.com. That's alumnicap.com. Get trained by the Broncos linebackers coach and several award-winning NFL and Division I athletes. I know my boy Clay Millen's going to be out there. Some of the stud CSU players are going to be out there, so you don't want to miss this opportunity if you have kids expressing some interest in the football side of things. 20 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, let's jump out and take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Halloween is almost here. Join Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
That should absolutely be the state of their head tonight for the Denver Nuggets. Only way I'm leaving is dead. They're not going back to Miami. You want yesterday to be the last practice you had of the season. You want today to be the final game. No interest in going back to play the Miami Heat. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be talking about this throughout the day today. Pretty heavy when it comes to Game 5. I'm driving down 10th again here. And I went by this, there's a gas station, a mile west of the station. And God love you, man. I saw some interesting signs out there. And I just appreciate the effort. Somebody went outside the parking lot and put some wooden signs up. Tell me if you guys see those. They just say, go Nuggets. And it looks like I did that. My handwriting, like, which isn't good. So, hey, I appreciate the vibe. There's little kiosks outside these gas stations with Nugget shirts you can buy, and I'm sure they're all 100% legit. But I just, like I said, man, the spirit is alive here. I know the Nuggets are playing several miles south of us tonight, but in Denver, of course. But you could feel it up here in Northern Colorado. You're feeling it throughout the state, and I think that's what this is all about. You guys, whether you were a Nuggets fan or not, you've become one. That's what winning. That's what getting yourself into a championship does for you. That's what winning a title does for you. It increases the popularity like you wouldn't believe. National media, in-state coverage, or in-state fandom, too. I mean, I got a lot of people that reach out to me. They're like, dude, I've been listening to the coverage, watching the games. I've never been this invested in the Nuggets. Well, because, they've had some good years. They've had some great years. But they've never had this kind of year. They've never had a special year. And that's when you start to see the buy-in from all over the state. From all over, let's just say, the country. I mean, people are starting to finally talk about Nikola Jokic. What I also like, too, is this championship. We say it and it sounds cliche. But it feels like this championship is for everybody. For Nuggets fans, young and old. For Nuggets players and management and coaches, young and old, of past that aren't involved anymore. I mean, I'm seeing Monte Morris at a game the other day, Gary Harris involved. Those are all guys that were building blocks for what we're seeing now. Will Barton, too. I'm gonna say it. Will Barton should get a little bit of an appreciation shot. Paul Millsap, like those guys that were fixtures and important pieces to what the Nuggets were building up, should absolutely get a shout-out. And George Karl, Doug Moe, Tim Connelly for what he did, Kiki Vandeweghe. I mean, guys that believed in this program, this team for so long and put so much into it. And then because it is a business, you know, the Nuggets peel back guys like a move on from Paul Millsap, trading away Monte Morris and Gary Harris and those guys. Not that you didn't love them, but you just saw more value in other areas. So a big shout out to Tim Connelly and what he was able to do. And then, of course, Calvin Booth taking that baton and just sprinting with it. This isn't one of those slow handoffs that you see in the mile relay or whatever the heck it is. This is one of those full-on sprints from Calvin Booth. He took that baton and he said, no, Tim, appreciate you, man. You have put the building blocks together, but I'm going to put the finishing touches on this team. And we're going to do something great with it. And they absolutely have. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Michael, I got a fun story for you. You ready? You excited for a fun story?
I am.
I live in Timnath. I love my neighborhood. It's awesome. And I'm definitely taking on that role of like the neighborhood gym kind of guy. You know, I'm definitely the guy that's like, hot enough for you? Smell meat on the grill and you're like, save some for me. I'm coming over. All that stuff. Yeah, it's fantastic. I love it. All right, so Friday night, the Nuggets game is over. It's about 9:30. I'm excited. It's all good. kids asleep, my wife's thinking about going to bed, whatever. It's not late, but, you know, you're getting to that point. If you're my age, 930s, you know, you're starting to think about when will you retire for the night. Suddenly, I hear music in my house, like it's reverberating, it's bumping, it's crazy, it's rap music, which is terrible, and I'm like, what is going on outside? And my wife's texting me, she's like, I can hear it, I'm right outside Gavin's bed, I can hear every word. It was nuts, dude, it was so loud. So I go outside, check it out. I'm in my Nuggets shirt, by the way, still in the smelly, stinky, barely hanging on Nuggets Nuggets tank because, of course, sun's out, guns out, sun's down. Yeah, either way, there's no rhyme there. Go outside. I told my wife, I was like, I'm just going to go knock on the door. It's very loud. It's a house right across the street. It's a rental for some reason. We love our neighborhood, but for some reason, that house has just been a rental. The guy bought it, decided he wasn't going to move into it, and then has been renting it out ever since we've been there. Most of the time, pretty good neighbors. I'm not saying these neighbors are bad. So I go over, knock at the door. Obviously, the music is way too loud. They're not going to hear that. Ring the doorbell. Again, way too loud. They're not going to hear it. Knock again, ring the doorbell again. Okay, it's not happening. Luckily, my wife has the landlord's number. So she just shoots him a text and says, hey, sorry to bug you, but, you know, I know it's not past the time, the sound ordinance hour or whatever, but the music is so loud we can hear it from our driveway. We can hear it inside of our house. Any chance you can get them to turn it down? So he says, yes. Yeah, no problem. That shouldn't be that loud. It's ridiculous. All right. Well, I determined through my detective work that it was some kind of a party for people that were maybe not moms and dads. So kids, probably. So whatever. We've got this rolling. And then we go back, blah, blah, blah. My wife's like, you got to be careful. What if there's partying going on? They're crazy. And then they open the door and there you are with your sleeveless Nugget shirt. You look like you're kind of ready to fight, which I cannot fight, by the way. What if they're jerks? What if they've had a few too many and they tell you to shut up? And I'm like, eh, whatever. You know, whatever happens, happens. So the next day we're sitting there and my wife's like, I wonder if that's the same house. That because I've never met the owner, the dad or whatever that lives there. I've seen the high school kid running, driving around. Didn't think much of it. So my wife says, well, we keep getting like a mystery Domino's pizza every 2 weeks or so. Like someone orders pizza and it just keeps coming to our address. So my wife's like, I want to be able to just tell the person that drops it off where they can take the pizza next time because this keeps happening. They clearly don't know their address and the pizza keeps coming to our place. We get free pizza. That's exciting. So my wife saves the receipt and she's telling me, she's like, oh, I have the receipt here with the name and I think this is it. I'm just going to tell him to send it to that place. And I said, oh, okay. And she goes, yeah, it's a, get ready for this. It's a Shane Carwin. And I'm like, Shane Carwin, like the UFC fighter, Shane Carwin from Greeley, Colorado, born and raised Shane Carwin. Really? That guy? She says, yeah. Looks like it. So we start doing some research. Can't prove this 100%, but my other neighbor said she spotted some guy, very stocky, very shredded, very built, bald guy, walking around getting close to the house the other day. So we have determined, we don't know this for sure, but we have determined that maybe it was Shane Carwin that lives near us. And I walked over in my Denver Nuggets tank top, getting ready to tell these guys to be quiet. I am so glad that they did not answer the door now, man. I mean, what if that's Shane Carwin and he's like, you know what? It's not that loud. Deal with it. What am I going to do? You know what? That's fine. I was actually just wondering who the artist was that you were playing because that's phenomenal music.
Well, if he's Shane Carwin, you could invite him on your radio show.
Well, that's what I was going to use as my backup. Hey, don't beat me up, man, because I'm going to get on and talk about it and you don't want that. You don't want that kind of smoke. So, no, again, kids playing loud music is a tale as old as time. We didn't lose sleep over it. They turned it down shortly after the landlord told them to. So it was all good, but it was just hilarious because my wife's like, what if they come out and they start wanting to start something with you? And I was like, well, yeah, let me tell you here, Brittany, I'm not afraid of kids, okay? And she's like, well, now we know it's Shane Carwin. And what if he's trained all these guys to know UFC fighting and stuff? And here I go. So just want to let you know, Shane, if you're listening, man, sorry about that. The music was totally fine. It's okay. Crank it up next time. Yeah, no problems with that. Just don't beat me up and treat me like one of your opponents back in the day when it came to UFC. Crazy, right?
you mind the music if it was like Shine Down and Papa Roach versus like...
Well, I still would because it was going to wake my kid up. And that's the rule number one of the whole house. When my kid goes to sleep, everyone's very quiet. And we understand that loudness happens out in the neighborhood throughout the nights. I get it. We got a lot of high schoolers now. Kids that were kiddos when we moved in, and now they're all high schoolers. I understand that. But when you can hear it like vibrating in your house, there's a limit. So it was a wild story. Maybe we'll get Shane on the program at some time. At some point that would be cool. But I just wanted to let people. And then the next night, like, our neighbors across the street are lighting off fireworks, like big ones. And so I'm thinking right off the bat, are they mad because I rang the doorbell? Are we doing fireworks now? No, it was the neighbors across the street. So I'm like, it's not even a celebration. What was going on this weekend?
Your situation could be a movie. You'd be like Neighbors 3.
Well, it'd be like
everybody. What's going on in Timnath?
It seems like an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond. Like Raymond goes over, you know, and Deborah's like, don't go over there, Ray. Don't do that. Nah, I am the man of the house. I got to stop this. And then you find out it's a UFC fighter.
Deborah, I'm going to tell them what's what. No!
And then you find out. Yeah.
Might sound like Kermit.
Yeah, that's good. McClain texting, Brady, how long have you been a Nuggets fan? I've been a Nuggets fan since the 02-03 season. Well, a lot longer than that, my man. And I've been a season ticket holder since the 17-08 season. I can't believe I'm witnessing this firsthand. I might cry tonight when we finally win. I have probably been a pretty big Nuggets fan. I would say 96, 97.
Was that before 10 or 11? Or after the 10-72 season?
Probably right around the same time.
Okay, because I got to Colorado in 95, and I recall them being just dreadful, and recall hearing a 10-72 season.
Yeah, let me see. When was that? When was that year? I'm trying to recall. It was where they were 11-71 in 97-98. So that's where you threw me off. I was like, 10 or 11, Michael? Yeah, so that would have been, you know, those were the days with LaPhonso Ellis and Antonio McDice. I have like 400 Antonio McDice cards.
I have like two or three of them. Are they worth anything?
No. But loved Antonio McDice.
If I needed to start a fire.
Or, you know, keep a door, a desk up. You know, you put it under the table leg. And prop it up a little bit. You could fold that card in four ways, and you could do that. No, I had like a book of Antonio McDice cards. I was a big fan, and LaPhonso Ellis and those guys. I remember when we got Nick Van Exel. That was, we like got a Laker coming over, Nick Van Exel. It's like, okay, here we go. No, I went through a lot of tough times. And, you know, I watched the Nuggets when my dad and my brother would have the Nuggets on well before that, but I didn't really get what was going on, and I would rather play Nintendo or whatever. So it was probably right around, you know, when I was the age 10 or 11, I started to become a big Nuggets fan. Not that I expected anything from them. You know, I just watched them and I just liked them. I didn't expect them to go to the playoffs in those years, in the late 90s, and the early 2000s. It wasn't there. The belief started to settle in when Carmelo Anthony was drafted by the Nuggets, what, third overall. And then they fired that year. Remember, they fired Jeff Bezdelic the year because he was with the team in 02 and they went 17-65. And then he was with the team the next year. They fired him a few games into the season. And then George Karl comes in and they make their, you know, George Karl comes in and they never miss the playoffs. But I just remember that was Jeff Bezdelic that year. And no, excuse me. Jeff Bezdelic was there 2001 through 2003. But yeah, those were some dark times. Those were some rough goes. And then George Karl enters the scene along with Carmelo Anthony, and you're rocking and rolling, and you don't miss the playoffs. So those were special times for sure. Or when Melo got on scene. That's why I think Melo should be remembered as one of the greatest Nuggets of all time, because of the garbage that he lifted this team from. They were a laughing stock in all of the NBA. Carmelo enters the scene, and you're at least relevant. No one's truly believing your championship material until 2009, and that's when they went to their third Western Conference Finals and lost to the Lakers 4-2. You felt like they could do it because they beat the Hornets 4-1. They beat the Mavericks, Dirk and the Mavericks, Chris Paul and the Hornets. You beat those guys 4-1 each. And then you had some opportunities against the Lakers. A couple games, couldn't get the ball in bounds. Maybe that cost them the game. That's a heated debate, but you started to believe that maybe they could win a title. And then the next year, you're thinking, okay, just recharge. This team can get there. They lost in the first round of the Jazz, 4-2. They lost to KD, Russell Westbrook, James Harden in 2010 in the first round to the Thunder, 4-1. You lost to the Lakers again. And those years, too, when they after they lost to the Jazz, I think that was the last playoff run for Carmelo, you were still getting into the playoffs with Danilo Gallinari and Wilson Chandler and all those guys. But you didn't. I mean, I had that sense of belief in 2012 when they lost in the first round of the Warriors, 4-2. You really thought maybe with Gallo and Wilson, George, they could do something special. And I remember telling my wife this. That's when we were dating still. And I said, this is why I want this team to win so badly, because they're not building this off of just one superstar. This isn't the, you know, just one star and then everybody automatically loves you. They're building it, you know, via team, a bunch of guys that are making this thing work, and they were just fun to watch. And Kenneth Faried and Danilo Gallinari and Wilson Chandler. And you know, I just was excited about that because it would maybe change the NBA. Obviously it didn't happen. Fast forward and you get that type of team on steroids. They are a team. You built a lot of it through the draft. They believe in their head coach. Their coach believes in them. And it does feel a lot like that 2012 team that I was so excited about, thinking maybe they could do something unique in the NBA. Well, the thing of it is, they are that team, only they do have a superstar. They do have a maybe a mini superstar in Jamal Murray. They have those guys. They grew them up. They drafted them. And they didn't go out and just sign a two-year deal, let's pay for a championship type thing like we see a lot of teams do. They grew these guys organically. And so there is some comparisons to that Nuggets team that survived after the Carmelo Anthony days. 41 minutes after the hour. I want to take a quick break. Let's bring on Good Morning NoCo's Tanner Schwint, who's hanging around the new studios here. Didn't get to do the show today, so we'll bring him in, talk a little Nuggets. And he's got a different idea as far as who maybe should be considered as the finals MVP outside of the Nikola Jokic. Let's find out what's on his brain coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
We're not nameless, we're not faceless, we were born for greatness. 11:47 the time. Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios, brand new studios here at our picture-perfect new spot, 3780 West 10th Street. Michael Kirkpatrick doing a great job on the other side of the bulletproof glass. I believe Angel is alive. He will be back tomorrow. He went to Alabama. Tanner Schwint of Good Morning NoCo joining me in studio. You didn't get to start this thing off.
I've got questions for management about all this, because I know it was ready to roll, but you know, when we were going in there, I think
still doing tests at like 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, so. Well, and apparently at like 2 a.m. is when he kind of got it to the point. But I really want to give a shout out to the weathermaker out there. It's like we get a studio with a window. It's like, can they handle all that sunlight right at once? So they put a little sprinkle of clouds in there, you know, because it's
I had to lower the curtain in here because us radio people are like, shh.
You've got an interesting technique going on.
I turned
in
off
here.
The lights. I don't normally do that, but
it's a little weird. I'm not going to lie to you.
I kind of like it in here like this. So that might be the way I do it. I'm not sure just yet, but yeah. It's really exciting.
It's so cool, man.
It's really fun too, because, you know, again, shout out to the owner of the station, Damon Sasso, who's been here way longer than Michael and I, of course, has owned the station. And we talked about some plans, you know, when you came on and started coming into your own with radio. We talked about plans as far as what we can do to get
you know, add the FM and grow this and grow that and do these things and get into a different building where it's not just the fact that it's a nicer building. It's the fact that we're going to be able to do so many different things when
Correct.
It comes to the podcast side and what we can actually put out there. Well,
that's
program.
I was blown away by because, you know, I think you and I just kept tempering our expectations because, like, let's just be open here and honest. We were supposed to be in here in March, right? This was the worst kept secret ever. And it just took a long time to get the move done. But what he's done is incredible. It's by far in a way more than I expected on what this was going to be, and it still feels surreal pulling into work this morning, not at 5:50 that I normally get here, but at 8:30. It's like this still doesn't just feel. It doesn't feel right. It's just a weird feeling. He did an incredible job. There's so much going on that we can't wait to show off to the community. And we've talked about that. Like this community is why we've been able to do this. And it's the support of our sponsors and our listeners supporting our sponsors that we were able to do this. So I can't wait to continue to show this thing off, start showing it off. And it's incredible.
Yeah, the best part about the building,
hey,
though,
yeah,
I have to say, is the kitchen is far from my office. Because if the kitchen was right next to my office, I'd be even bigger.
Yep.
I love, like, I spend half my time in the kitchen. Like,
there is something to pull back the curtain a little bit. Michael brought this to all of our attention. He's like, you know, the bathroom is on the other side of the hall.
It is.
Or the other side of the building, basically.
It is.
Beautiful, though. The bathrooms are great. I'm bragging about the bathrooms here. But for a guy like Michael, who produces shows and has to have his ear to the game broadcast and everything, that journey could get a little dicey. Once in a while.
He moves. He's deceptively quick.
True, but this is going to test that athletic ability
it
this
is.
Year. We'll really test what you're made of when it comes to the speed department.
I'm going to have to maybe bring in the scooter and find like alternate wheels, like pillow-like wheels, so I don't ruin the carpet.
Just we were already talking that you were probably going to have that in here at some point.
The scooter inside?
Well, you can go through there's an elevator here.
There is an elevator.
So you can go up an elevator.
Okay.
But not like I don't want to take the elevator every time.
It's only like a floor and a half.
I was going to ask you guys.
When is it okay to take an elevator when you don't necessarily need an elevator?
Right. Because if that flight of stairs was just like a couple more steps, I'd feel way better about myself for taking the elevator. But those steps, it's not a long walk up. And I still find myself every once in a while jumping on that elevator.
Well, it's kind of cool, though.
It's like I work in a building with an elevator.
Right,
right.
It is kind of cool to have an elevator.
I'll burn
building.
It off walking to the printers or to the bathroom.
Yes, because Tanner and I have a little office area on one side of the
lounge.
Building, and then the printers are on the other side. So I'm going to the. I'm like, Tanner, I'll be right back. I go to the bathroom. I update him on everything. And as I'm walking out, he's like, hey, can you make sure you stop by the printer? I've got some stuff there. And I'm like, never waste a trip, man. I got you. I will be there. And then I texted him earlier, or I said something earlier today. I was like, I got to the bathroom. I'll call you when I'm there.
It's a long walk, man.
So you know I made it safe.
It is a long walk.
Tanner's
going
to stick around with us for a little bit here. Big game tonight. Tanner's not 100% sold on the Joker being the NBA Finals MVP. Who does he think it should be? Let's talk a little bit more about that. All things Game 5 prep coming up. And I'm curious, Tanner, answer this on the other side. Did you see the Go Nuggets sign at the gas station right down the road
here? I did not.
Oh, go check it out.
All right.
It's something else. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Another minute here. Tanner's going to hang out with us going into the 12 o'clock hour. We'll hit the lunch rush and everything. But a lot of Game 5 preview coming up. Do the Nuggets take care of business tonight?
It's over.
Get the dub. They're 9-point favorites, depending on what you look at. Will they cover the spread? We'll get to that and more. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. Our game beer of the week is from Berthet Brewing. It's a Scottish ale. Tastings are from Estate Brand Wines coming up this Friday. So we're looking forward to that. That's one of those sponsors that's made this live and local programming possible. So thank On the Rocks Liquor for all they do. Second hour coming up next. We'll be right back.